Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. We say good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. Here we go, hour number two, Garden America. Whatever's on your mind, open phones, open Facebook, open email, john at gardenamerica.com. Also 855-424-9825 and Facebook Live. We watch all the time. So we had a good break.
Yeah, and, you know, without getting political at all, there was a viral photo that came out of the First Lady gardening.
Right.
And, you know, people made comments on what she was wearing gardening and, you know, what she was doing.
It's a posed picture.
It is. I mean, no matter who you are or whatever, it's a promo thing. But I don't mind it at all because I feel any news about gardening is good news.
Right.
I mean, it brought attention to...
To gardening?
To gardening.
Yep.
It brought attention to people getting out there right now this time of year and harvesting mm-hmm. and growing crops and, you know, getting outside and enjoying
sure.
what we can do outside.
Sure.
So, you know, kudos to her for at least bringing attention to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if anything, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I've got two aquariums at home. One looks really nice right now. One is so green. There's so much green algae. I can't even see the fish.
That never happens to you. Also, you are always a stickler about keeping those aquariums.
It's so I've chemically, from a chemical standpoint, both of them have been treated the same. There are more living live plants in one aquarium than the other. So when I get home today, that's my big job, is to get that green out of there, scrub the sides.
One has more live plants? The one that's clean or the one that's dirty?
The one that's got all the algae.
Which
is interesting because, you know, the plants in there can take up the nitrogen and, you know, anything live is good. I think it's just one of those things. And it does not affect the fish. Everything's fine. It's actually good. It just doesn't look good. It's not appealing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, get back out in the garden and continue to water again. Put the hummingbird feeder back up. I get all these chores.
Yeah.
I get a lot of honeydews. So do you, Tiger. So does John.
I'm planting this weekend 15-gallon podocarpus on my property.
Just wow. You've got some help.
No. I started digging holes on Monday, and
putting them along the right side?
Yeah. I took out that giant.
Because it doesn't
tree.
Look like it would be easy to dig in that soil.
Yeah,
either.
It wasn't. Thank you.
What is it? Clay?
Look at my hands.
Tell me it's not clay soil.
No, it's not clay. It's just that there was a pepper tree. There was a Tacoma. There was a cactus. There's rocks in. You know, so it hasn't been an easy dig, but it's going to make a beautiful hedge. And back to our England trip, you know, I want this giant, beautiful, just screening hedge.
They use a lot of hedges in England.
Yeah, and so for us, I chose to use Podocarpus Mackie. So it's the kind of more compact variety of the Podocarpus hedge. Because I'm also...
You're not going to be walking through it.
Well, no.
It's compact.
Yeah, and I'm also the kind of guy that's thinking ahead, and I do not want to trim the top of it. So I'm hoping it'll only grow to a max of like 10 feet or so.
Well, can't you control that?
Well, but before it's more my neighbors. It's more my neighbors because I am low and my neighbors are high.
Okay.
So it'll grow up to the point where my neighbors can't see anymore.
Okay.
And they're the ones that can trim it. They could probably walk out there with just a hedger and trim it.
Because it's eye level to them.
Exactly. Where for me, it'd be getting on a 15-foot ladder and trying to
or
cut the top.
Coming around in their property. Excuse me, do you mind if I trim my hedge?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Podocarpus macii is a dwarf form of Podocarpus. If you use Podocarpus macrophylla or Podocarpus gracilior, which people do, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are trees. Like, in Florida, it always amazed me when I would see those Ficus benjamina hedges. You know, because eventually those things are going to get big, right?
Left untouched. You know, that's the thing. You're right. They could be formed into a hedge, but you have to constantly trim it, and I don't want to do that.
I saw somebody put in a redwood hedge.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
What'd that look like? I'd like to see
it. It looked really pretty.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that would look so cool.
But if you stop pruning, I don't know what's going to happen.
You could block out the sun.
Exactly.
Hey, do we have any questions on Facebook? What's going on? We have to monitor that continually.
Yeah, John, I want to say that Rick did comment on John's shirt.
Yeah, John likes he said
Rick likes John's
shirt. John would fit perfectly in Oregon.
Yeah, he's got this green and gray and white. What do they call that?
Checkered? What is it?
No, they call that. What? That pattern.
The pattern?
Yeah. Oh, what do they call that kind of shirt, John?
Flannel.
Flannel.
Oh, that's that. Right. I thought you meant the material. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? As long as you are talking about
clothing,
Melania Trump and fashion and stuff, and now we're talking about my shirt, something else about this shirt. It's reversible.
Oh, fancy.
Really?
Look at that.
Yeah.
How about you know, you could stand up and model and to the camera and do one of those turns with your hand on your hip like you've done for us in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
That's only when I'm up on your pedestal though.
Okay.
I don't see that now.
I understand.
We did get an email from Steve in Simi Valley, and he says, "Hi John, I heard Brian and went and found a few carnations."
Oh.
No charge, Steve.
Nice guy. Steve, what a nice guy. Thank you so much. Yes, he's my carnation buddy. That's beautiful.
How are your carnations doing, by the way?
Not well.
Why not?
I don't know. I've got a couple left. You know what? It's one of those. I bat about 950 when it comes to plants. There's not quite 1,000, but every now and then.
So maybe Tiger and I were right when we warned you about carnations.
Well, I know you were right. I just wanted. I was talking about ice cream. You misunderstood me.
The carnations that we had, though, were pot carnations.
Yeah.
And they're dwarf, and they really don't grow very fast at all.
No, they don't. And I don't think I took care. I'm going to blame it on me.
Did you have them in pots?
Yes, but I had bad soil before I got the latest bag from Tiger. I know, I had bad soil. And when you gave them to me, I had to put them in something. You know, the soil that separates from the side? And then, ever since I got the bag of Fox Farms from Tiger.
The Ocean Forest.
So what did I do? I top off a lot of other pots, and within a few days, you can see the difference.
You know what I do when I'm out of Ocean Forest potting soil?
You talk to Tiger.
No, I go out and buy another bag.
So I still have – I've got to do some trimming. I've got too many plants that are out of control in the patio.
On my carnations, the ones that we grew, I have them in the front planter in mine, and they have – something eating the foliage. It kind of looks like slug or snail damage, but I've seen a lot of those, and it's because of where I planted it. I know it's my own fault, but you know those pill bugs, those roly polies.
Yes.
Do they
sow
eat
bugs?
Do they eat the foliage on them or no?
Oh yeah, they will.
They will. Okay, so maybe
that's what it is.
The foliage.
A lot of they look so cute. A lot of people think that they don't cause any damage.
They cause a lot of
damage. Kids love them. Kids think they're the most fun thing to play with.
The other thing that'll do that is usually if you have sow bugs, you also have earwigs.
Earwigs
are not good. Hmm. The only good thing about earwigs is they eat aphids. Or not aphids, thrips.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they eat thrips.
Yeah. So,
you have to give up one for the other.
Well, if you have thrips in your roses, they will go into the rose flower bud and they'll eat the thrips, but then they also eat the rose.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
I don't really care for earwigs.
That's, yeah. Yeah, earwigs are creepy little bugs with the pinchers on the back.
How about silverfish? You get a lot of silverfish in your house?
Where I used to live over by SDSU, college area, I had a lot of silverfish in my garage. I haven't seen any silverfish where I'm at now.
I've got them in our bathtub in the hallway, and the cats love it.
But I was going to say, I have a ton of lizards where I live now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go after the crickets and the silverfish and all of those bugs. Lizards are going crazy.
I was going to ask you
because
we had the lizard in our patio. He would come and go, and he was a big boy. I said, he's eating well. So what, crickets, insects?
Crickets, they'll go after, if they're a big lizard, they'll go after some of the beetles, things like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was encouraging him. I liked him in the patio. It was fine. Yeah. Hang around. I don't care. We get a lot of rabbits, too. Healthy, big rabbits. Plus, we have coyotes in the area, which for a while we didn't see many rabbits for about a year or so. Well, the coyotes are eating well. But
you don't get rabbits on your patio, though.
No.
Do you?
Well, you mean, no, they don't hop in my patio.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if they could. They're just out and about. Yeah. And I just saw a rabbit when I pulled up this morning here at the station.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember last week we were talking about carapia?
Yeah, ground cover.
Substitute.
Right.
I went and looked at it because there was a patch of it growing, somebody told me, on a hillside. And it looks really nice, but we were talking about it being a bee attractant.
Yeah.
Millions of bees.
Humming.
Definitely thousands of bees
everywhere. Like a power transformer in the background, right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking if you had an orchard or if you had fruit trees you wanted to pollinate, if you planted some carapia nearby, you're going to have plenty of bees in the area.
We're going to take a break. It is 16 after the hour, almost 17 minutes after the hour. Back on Garden America, Facebook Live, questions, comments, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. We are coming right back on this Saturday morning afternoon.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now.
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or John at gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on Garden America. I don't know, you caught John in the middle of a joke there as we come back live on the air here. Also, Facebook Live, and again, 855-424-9825. Want to pick up the phone, Facebook Live. Questions, comments, also John at GardenAmerica.com as we continue with our conversation. A little bit about everything today, mostly talking about maladies and bugs and things that can really mess up your garden.
Yeah. Rick says he's having trouble on Facebook. When I have those problems, what do you tell me to do just to
refresh?
Refresh it. Push the little arrow that goes around in a circle.
Got it. Got it. So we're good to go. So what else is on your mind? What are you going to do today, Tiger, after the show?
Plant 20 15-gallon
carpus trees. In the heat.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? It was kind of cool this morning.
That's when you should have done it.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to do it, now's the time to do it. Don't wait till Monday when it's really hot.
Exactly. I often wonder when I see joggers at 1:30 in the afternoon. What are you doing?
Yeah,
what do you think,
so
you're going to lose more weight and sweat more? I can't be good for
Certainly going to sweat more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to – and then, you know, just the normal yard work, mow the lawn, pull the weeds, look out for more tomato hornworms on my tomato.
We know what mowing the lawn means to you.
Yeah, the auto mower.
The auto mower,
let it run.
Yes. Because it's on an automatic timer. It's going
to – Yeah, it already ran. It already mowed.
It pulls out of its little parking place and mows anyway, right?
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
The one thing about the warm weather we've had, it certainly has been good for tropical plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Plumeria, hibiscus. You know, there's some marginal plants in San Diego that plants do really well in Florida and some parts of Texas because of the heat and the humidity. But Ixora really doesn't thrive in California. But I've had one in my yard for a couple of years and got to be really beautiful. And then the freeze we had this February froze it. And it's finally come back with all the heat and humidity we've had, and it's now blooming again.
Do you think if we had not had as high a heat, it wouldn't have come back?
Not as well. The humidity's really the important thing.
And I think the humidity's been good as far as fires.
San Diego.
It doesn't keep them from happening, but it's a little easier as opposed to being dry heat, very dry. So, and what's the latest on Redding, John? What's the Redding update?
I don't have a Redding update, Brian. Maybe if you Google it, you could find out.
I thought you were our weatherman.
Our resident fire expert.
Last I heard, it was close to 40% contained. Maybe somebody in Redding.
Yeah, let us know if you're in the area.
But close to 40% contained. But they've still had over 1,000 homes burned.
And they were worried this weekend because the wind was supposed to pick back up. You know, you never know what happens. I watched that amazing video of that fire.
By the way, because I'll forget this. You know the fire that was in Fallbrook?
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you guys this?
How close it came?
That it came to within a half mile of my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I'm still thinking about that.
I went out to the property yesterday and looked, and I could see
where
how far it had come.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway,
That fire that was up in near Los Angeles, and there was some video footage coverage of it coming up, and it was in a community. This wasn't, you know, out somewhere in, you know, where there were no homes. It was in a track home area, and it just was burning through one of their canyon spaces. And there was some apartments that were at the top of the hill, and the fire was kind of coming up the hill, and you can see the firefighters trying to fight it from the top. Mm-hmm. But it ended up catching one of the apartment buildings on fire because
the embers,
they get into an eave or some kind of space on the building, and it'll, even though there was no active flames touching the building, the embers simply, you know, got driven up into the building itself.
And those suckers can float for miles.
That's what they say.
Start another fire.
Got real worried about that stuff when the embers float. Yeah.
Floating embers, not good.
Nope.
Did you guys notice in the newsletter, I put a little article explaining what the phrase salad days meant?
You know what? Yeah, to a degree, but give us a history about salad days and why we use the term.
Well, today we use the term to mean something about when you refer to your salad days, it's when you were at your peak, when your abilities were at their peak, and, you know, in younger times. But the phrase originally occurred in Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. Mm. And he wrote, Cleopatra said, "My salad days when I was green in judgment." And that's where it first came from. And then later on, Queen Elizabeth made a comment referring to that, too.
Or salad days, yeah.
Yeah, but that's where the phrase came from.
Well, you're probably then closer to dessert, right? If this is part of your life.
I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that.
John's at his after-dinner coffee.
Well, let's not go too far yet. Stop at dessert. Dessert's okay. Anyway, 27 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, Biz Talk Radio, and again, our podcast today, which will be uploaded tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the heat and exactly what's going on and how we can help you and you can help yourself get through what's going to be at least another 2 or 3 months. It's going to be hot through October. It usually is here in San Diego.
Yeah. And, you know, I think for the most part, a lot of people will be, you know, dealing with the summer temperatures for, you know, the next month.
At least.
Some areas will start to cool off, like you're saying, maybe in September, you know, Southwest, not till October. You know,
a lot of people go back to school in August.
Arizona just started school this week.
Yeah, I know. When I was a kid, we went to school till mid-June. We didn't go back to school till mid-September. So they've really changed that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's year-round schools. What do you get?
Do they still do the year-round school?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Is it 8 weeks on, 3 weeks off?
Yeah. Yeah. And they have tracks where, you know, one is on, one is off.
Right. And then sometimes parents have kids that are going to different
schools. Different ones, yes.
I mean, that's really got to be a pain. Gosh, there's nothing like that feeling when you were a kid the last day of school for summer.
Yeah.
That's a feeling you'll never have in as an adult.
There was a comedian that was recently on, and they were saying, what's the one thing that nobody prepared you for in life as you grew up? And it was that as an adult, you don't get summer break.
No summer vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Teachers do.
Yeah, my wife, she's super excited about her breaks and summer break.
Is she year-round or summer break like the traditional?
Yeah, she's summer break, so traditional.
Where does she teach?
High school, freshman,
ooh.
English.
Ooh.
Yeah.
High school freshmen, they know it all, don't they?
well, the freshmen are timid. They're the easy ones. You know, it's the juniors that know it all. Seniors are kind of 1 foot out the door.
Yeah, you're right. Junior year would be the one.
The junior year is the tough one.
Does she correct your English?
All the time.
Does she?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to.
Well, if she's an English teacher, I just wondered if she did that.
Yeah.
I mean, because as a horticulturist, I correct people when they,
of course,
you know, make a misstatement about gardening or something like that.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's why you.
And then she's even to the degree of text messages. You know how really nobody cares about how text messages are written; they just write them.
Uh-huh.
She dislikes when people do not write correct.
Like she'll write out the word you correct. Instead of just putting you.
She includes punctuation.
Does she even LOL or does she go laugh out loud? Okay, almost 30 minutes after the hour. It is break time. We are coming back. John, Tiger, Brian, stay with us. Happy weekend to you from all of us here at Garden America.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right. It costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasker, Tiger Palafox open for business for the next 25 minutes or so. Thank you so much for joining us here, broadcasting live out of the iHeart Media Studios in beautiful, hot San Diego, California. Going to be doing our podcast after the show, uploaded tomorrow. Keeping busy, moving into the month of August now.
Wow, right?
Wow, is right.
Passing by.
What a year.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
I saw that our friend Kathy had joined us on Facebook. I don't know if she's still on, but we were talking about harvesting. I kind of wonder what she has going on up in her garden. Because
is she harvesting yet?
She's got a huge vegetable garden.
Yeah, how many acres does she live on? Do you know? And I'd like to know who takes care of it for her when she leaves on these trips.
All I know is they need mules in order to,
a tractor.
To do everything that they do. But because they have a shorter season, I know that her stuff comes in later. So maybe she can post on Facebook and let us know what it is that she's doing.
Yeah, because, I mean, do you think she's harvesting yet? Because when I saw the pictures when we were in England, it looked like it was probably mid-season growing. And that was, what, 3-4 weeks ago now?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on what you're growing, but there's a lot of things.
That,
I mean, lettuces and all the leafy vegetables would
come in
early.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I think she usually does her tomatoes in the greenhouse, though.
Oh, okay.
So.
We saw a lot of tomatoes in greenhouses in England.
We did.
You saw a lot of greenhouses then, right, obviously?
Yeah.
We saw a lot of outdoor vegetable gardens that were completely covered with mesh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or shade cloth or something to keep the birds away and the animals away.
Oh, boy, yeah,
huh? And we're talking large, large gardens, and they were still all covered.
And, of course, when you were there, they had their every 25-year heat wave, whatever it was in the 80s when you were there. That's very warm.
I want to pop that up right now. I'm trying to find, are they still, because last I heard, which was a week ago, they were still going through that, meaning no rain,
right?
Still warm temperatures. Trying to find, you know, where they're at now.
Well, you can put, we should put London on our phones. Then we would know.
Well, I have London on my phone.
Well, then you can tell us what's going on.
All right, if you want.
86 today.
That's, yeah.
88 on Monday.
Wow, that's very
88
warm.
88 on Tuesday. But then they get showers next week. So, and they drop
go back into the 70s.
70s.
That'll be
so
nice.
That'll be nice for them. So it looks like they're getting going to get a little relief there.
And we're talking about London.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go up to Scotland and probably have a high of 50.
Right? Okay, let's go to the phones at 855-424-9825 at 38 minutes past the hour. Welcome to Garden America. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Ron E.V.
Hey, Ron, what's going on, buddy? How can we help you?
Well, you can give me a little advice, please.
You betcha. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a grapefruit tree, and the leaf on the tree is not a dark green. It's a very light green, and then it has yellow splotches on the leaf, and I was wondering if you could analyze what the problem might be.
Yeah, for sure it's a nutrient problem. And we're assuming that you're watering the tree, you know, like a good watering every 10 days to 2 weeks. When you have the light green leaves, it's usually a sign of not enough nitrogen. But then when you have the yellow splotches, that's usually an iron or a zinc deficiency. So
nitrogen, and then also iron or zinc.
Iron or zinc, yeah. Now, there's a product. What's it called? Citrus Growers Mix?
Citrus Growers Blends. Or Citrus Growers Blend from Grow More.
Right.
Yeah.
You can buy that at your local garden center. It comes in a little one-pound canister. And that'll
what
add...
What is the name of it?
It's Citrus Growers Blend.
From Grow More.
Made by the company called Grow More.
Grow More. Okay.
Right. And that'll take care of all the minor nutrients that the tree needs. And then, in addition to that, around the tree, you should add some type of fertilizer that's going to have nitrogen in it. If you want to use something like Milorganite, that'll be very inexpensive compared to other fertilizers, and it lasts a long time in the soil. And you can just sprinkle that around by hand and put it under the, make sure you get under the drip line of the tree, which is... You know, where the branches
under the drip. Are. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Hey, and then let me ask you this. Is it fruiting right now?
Yeah, yes, it
okay.
is.
So that's the thing people need to know, too, is that when citrus are fruiting, there's a lot of nutrients that's going into producing the fruit.
That takes it away from other
and
parts.
And they see that tree go to this yellow blotchy right. real quick, and it's because you haven't been fertilizing regularly enough to keep up with the nutrient levels that the plant needs.
Right.
So
right.
usually the foliage fails while the fruit is being developed.
Because it's going to expend all of its energy on the fruit.
Yeah.
Well, the main purpose of the tree is to produce fruit.
Yeah.
And multiply. And so if it has to, it'll even eventually drop the leaves but hang on to the fruit.
Yeah.
So
well, I was wondering,
you can,
should we knock off some of the fruit? There's a lot of fruit on there. Should we knock off some and...
Well, you could knock off a little bit just to increase the size of the fruit, but yeah. if you put on the fertilizer like we told you about, it'll green right back
and up. Then if you start losing leaves, of course, there's nothing to cover the fruit or help shade it,
yeah.
right?
Right.
You know, another thing you can do that would be easy is just get a hose end sprayer and get a bottle of liquid kelp. You can put that in that hose end.
Yep.
Yeah, liquid kelp, and you can just spray it on the leaves. And if you do that every couple of weeks, that'll green it up immediately, and you can still go ahead and put down the Milorganite or whatever type fertilizer you want around the tree, but that's going to take a little longer to work. But the kelp will start working immediately, and you can just put that on with a hose and sprayer every 2 weeks.
And you
to
get
spray
that
the leaves.
Any garden show, any garden.
Yeah, any outlet. Gardens, any yeah. garden shop. Where do you live, by the way?
Santa Maria.
Santa Maria, okay.
Yeah, any local garden center up there will have it.
Okay. Well, very
right.
good. Well, thank you very much.
No, thanks right, for the call. Fun. Call us again. That's exactly how we like it, and that's how we do it. So there you go, 855-424-9825. That's what Ron did. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, and we continue to take Facebook questions and comments.
Grapefruit, those are ones that need a lot of fertilizer. Those plants,
really?
You know, they produce and they need a lot of fertilizer for the grapefruit, so definitely want to make sure that if you have a grapefruit that you're always – and Milorganite's a perfect product because it's kind of always there.
Yeah.
You know, fertilizer kind of a thing.
Okay, we've got an answer good. From Kathy on how big her property is.
Okay.
80 acres.
Wow. Wow, 80 acres.
Not all of it's in vegetable garden, though.
Well, no, but that's a lot of property.
Yeah, and she said that right now she's getting zucchini, kale, lettuces, green beans, and peas. So,
wow.
Tiger was wondering what she was
I
harvesting.
Think that's great. That's good. That's a full-time job.
Mm.
She's also an excellent cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's nice to see somebody that can
take what they grow.
Be creative and take that whatever they harvest from their garden and actually make some gourmet meals out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kathy from Neyland also mentioned that she lives up the hill from Kathy. So
up the hill. 80 acres away.
Yeah. Well, it's actually up the mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what she said. So she's in Neyland and Kathy is in Eureka.
I'd like to welcome Rick back. Rick is back on. He's got the feed. Rick, we're acknowledging that. Glad that you were able to take care of that little Facebook viewing problem there. So way to go, Rick, letting us know what's going on. 44 minutes after the hour. What other tidbits of information, John, do you have or you're keeping from us?
Well, I was just looking at some pictures that Rick scent of his tomato plants. And he said the fires have been pretty bad, and the smoke gets really bad, too. So he's in Grants Pass. That wouldn't be – is that another fire going on in Oregon?
Yeah, yeah, there's multiple fires going on. Yeah, and it is a sad thing, you know, the fires. But, you know, next year in some of these areas that weren't directly affected by the fires but had a lot of ash, you know, they're going to have a good next year because ash
of course
is going to go into the soil and they're going to find their crops. That happened, I remember, here in San Diego when we had those severe fires happening nearby us. The following year, a lot of the local farmers, because we have such a huge population of farmers here, actually had a pretty good year because all that ash, you know, ended up going into their fields and their growing grounds and things like that. And, you know, the next year's crops did pretty well.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to see things burn up, but fires are good for the environment every now and then.
Yeah.
It's just too bad there are too many people and areas that are affected. It is 45 minutes after the hour. We have one more segment coming up. This is our last commercial break. One more segment. Still time to get in at 855-424-9825. Hopefully we can help you like we did Ron. John at GardenAmerica.com and, of course, Facebook Live. Kathy, thank you for that information as we continue to think about 80 acres.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and events schedule.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
That's right, john@gardenamerica.com. We are back here at Garden America. Biz Talk Radio at 855-424-9825. John at Garden America, as we mentioned, and of course, right there on Facebook Live. This is our final segment. Are you just getting audio in one ear?
Yeah, is that
so
just
am I.
Me?
No, okay. I'm the same thing. That's why I'm down here with the headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
All right. Couple questions.
Yes.
Or a couple questions people are asking that we can answer. Rick asked, is because we were talking about the fires burning and
yes.
what that will do to the soil eventually. Is fire ash something comparable to potash, you know, which we see in fertilizers a lot?
That's
potash is a common ingredient in fertilizers. You see it on the labels. And so it's a great question. And no, it is not. Potash is usually chemically created, you know, kind of additive to fertilizers. Sometimes it's mined, but it's more of a kind of a chlorine-based mineral that people have. And then, you know, where ash, true ash, wood-burning ash is different. It's
beneficial, but in a different way.
Yeah.
I've always
yeah.
thought of them as exactly the same.
No.
Potash is a source of potassium.
Correct. But they're not the same, like meaning like...
Fire ash is a source of potassium, too. Wood ash.
Well, but I'm just saying they're not the same thing. Like it's
well,
not
one
like,
is chemically mined, right?
Right. But, they're not. It's not. It's not like you know they have these wood burning plants, and that's they take this ash and they put it into fertilizer.
Right.
That's not what they do.
Right. But for years, people have always taken
ash.
The ash from their fireplace yeah. and put it around because it's a great source of potassium.
Right. So yes, it
so,
is.
Yeah, you're right. They're
a
not.
The benefit is the same, but they're just not the same.
They're
product.
Both going to be sources of potassium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are bananas.
You're correct.
Do you know what? If you take your a good way to use your banana peels is just to take a banana peel and put it around, dig it in around your rose bush. Just put the whole peel in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
just wrap it around or just drop it in there?
Yeah. But it's a great source of, what would you think? You would
skunks,
think potassium,
raccoons.
Right?
Yes, but it's going to give
but
the rose something else.
It's a source of phosphorus.
Really?
Yeah. And you would think potassium because of...
bananas being
bananas but it's phosphorus but anyway
but
yeah
you get potassium from the banana so if you put a banana
that could be
in the rose
and ate the skin
yeah exactly
no you don't want to eat bananas
why skins. Did people smoke banana peels back in the 60s John
I have no idea
remember that was some big deal where people were smoking banana peels or doing something with them and getting
people
high.
People did a lot of things in the 60s.
That didn't make any sense.
That made no sense whatsoever.
And they say that if you remember the 60s, then you didn't live through it.
Oh.
I remember working in the garden center that the number one selling item we had on our seed racks was morning glories.
Morning glory.
And everybody used to say that they contained heroin. And I heard this a few times and went and looked at the package. And there was a warning on there. And it said, because people were crushing the, I guess, morning glory seeds are hallucinogen.
Mm-hmm.
But so there was a warning on the back of the package, and it said seeds contained herein are for planting purposes only.
Okay.
But, you know, people weren't real bright in the 60s and says, oh, there's heroin in there. And I don't really know what they did do. I have to admit to trying to crush them one time and eating them, but.
Nothing happened?
Nothing happened.
You know, you were a big experimenter back in those days. Gee, I wonder what this does.
Yeah. Denise made a comment because John had mentioned the bananas, and I was going to say a lot of people use bananas in their staghorn ferns. People say, oh, to feed your staghorn fern, which are usually those ferns you kind of hang up on a wall. They look like big antlers.
Above a doorway or something.
Yeah. People say, oh, well, put bananas in there. And, you know, it is true. I mean, it breaks down. And
consume it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fertilizer. It's an organic material that breaks down. It would feed the staghorn. But Denise also made a comment. Whenever anybody introduces food compost into their yard,
you're going to expect
skunks, raccoons, rats, critters, because, you know, hey, there's dinner
food
to them.
Sure.
That's not waste to them. That's perfectly viable food to them. So you got to be careful with that. Lenore mentioned also that England hasn't gotten rain since early June, and they have a water ban right now, forbidden to water gardens at home or wash cars.
Yeah, they actually have had rain because it rained when we were leaving, remember?
Did it?
In London.
The day you left.
Yeah, there was, you know, at least it was projected for the next day.
Yeah.
So a ban on
watering. I think they've had some rain, but nowhere near
what they
the normal
need.
Amount of rain they would get.
And for them to have a ban on a country that has beautiful gardens,
And they have no shortage of water. I mean, you know, it's
right,
not like
plenty of water. And when we were there, all the lawns were brown.
Yeah.
Because even though they have water, they don't have sprinkling systems because they rely on the rain so much, right?
That still blows me away, though.
Well, the thing
that
shocked
me
more than anything was going into these huge estates, the 1,000-acre estates, right, with all these borders of perennials and things, and seeing the gardeners with watering cans going around watering plants with a watering can.
You never stop.
No.
Every day.
It just didn't make any sense. It's like, don't they have hoses?
No.
What about sprinklers?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think only one place did we ever see a hose the whole time we were there. I don't know. Maybe people don't use hoses.
Apparently not. Or irrigation systems.
And it's hard to generalize again or about the entire country when we only saw, you know, a small portion of it.
And again, it's a small time frame because obviously they don't have, you know, for instance, when you go into the Pacific Northwest, they don't have irrigation on their lawns or anything either because
they get
plenty
weather,
of rain
all
and they
the
go
time.
Through dry spells and, you know, things will dry out, things will brown out, but
I think it'd be nice to have as kind of a backup just to know it's there.
Just to know it's there.
Yeah, because you got to get the drought.
How come Carolyn says no mic for Brian?
Probably doesn't like listening to me ramble on.
Or maybe you're.
That was
maybe,
a question mark. It was like, maybe.
Sounds like Brian is in another room. He is in another room.
Do I sound okay to you guys?
No, I just hear you in my right ear.
Well.
Yeah, Patty now says that sounds like you're in another room.
Interesting.
Yeah. You sound fine to me.
Well, I'll tell the engineers. I'll watch the video back and tell the engineers on Monday when I get into work that, hey, we're getting these comments that I sound like I'm off mic. Hey,
the problem with
that,
the engineers is they're always busy shoveling the coal into the furnace, and they should be just engineering.
Different engineers, which we can talk about later.
Okay.
Hey, that is going to do it. I think we're out of time here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Fun.
How about that? 2 hours just like that. Thank you so much, even though I sound like I'm back here. we'll do it again next week, same time, same bat time, same bat station. Thank you so much. Want to thank all the guys keeping us on the air, Jeremiah, Zach, and Brandon. Thank you so much. Your Biz Talk Radio. For the entire crew, thank you for watching and listening. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian May. Until next time, next week, get growing America. Take care. We're going to podcast next. See you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.